Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 8th March 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reported 1,529 new COVID-19 cases today, the lowest the number has been this year and continuing a downward trend in infection rates since the government lifted the movement control order for all remaining states last week. Health Director General Tan Sri Nur Hisham Abdullah revealed that Selangor took the top spot with 726 new cases, and this was followed by Sarawak, 252 cases, Johor, 120 cases, Negeri Sembilan, 89 cases, and Penang, 76 cases. Malaysia will receive 32 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines by this year as part of a new agreement signed with the government. Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin announced today that the supply is an increase from the previous signed deal from the US-based drug manufacturer and will cover the first dose requirement of virtually all of the country's population. The Environment and Water Ministry has instructed the related departments, including the Environment Department, DOE, to investigate the black patches claimed to have been polluting Sungai Kim Kim lately. Minister Dato' Sri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man said water samples have been taken and drones have been deployed to monitor the affected river stretch to identify the source of the black patches. The COVID-19 vaccination will be offered later this month to selected cargo drivers and accompanying personnel who enter Singapore from Malaysia on a regular basis. The Singapore Ministry of Health today said it is aimed at minimizing transmission risk from workers who engage in the supply of essential goods to Singapore. Anti-coup protester gathered around Myanmar today after a trade union called for a general strike following a weekend of night raids and arrests. The police and military have responded with an increasingly brutal crackdown on demonstrators, with more than 50 people killed and nearly 1,800 arrested. Despite the risk, protesters rallied in parts of the commercial capital Yangon, the second largest city Mandalay, and other towns around the country. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.